I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. The woman who raised Trayvon Martin talks about the stepson she lost, the Trayvon Martin that she says people don't know. Let's get started. Well, so far, this trial has done a good job of establishing for the record what people heard and saw the night George Zimmerman shot Trayvon Martin. That's what all trials do at this stage of the game. But for the moment, at least, that's all the jurors know. They don't yet know, except perhaps by inference, who George Zimmerman is and who Trayvon Martin was. Alicia Stanley sadly knows Trayvon Martin as the son she lost, as the child that she helped raise from age three in the home that she shared with Trayvon's dad, Tracy, until they separated just before the shooting. Alicia Stanley, Trayvon Martin's stepmother, joins us exclusively tonight. So I don't think a lot of people know your story and your relationship with Trayvon. You were his stepmother for a long, long time.
Yes, for 14 years.
14 years.
14 and a half, you could say. 14 and a half years.
How much role did you have in actually raising him?
Hands-on. I mean, I've been with his father for 14 years. Trayvon was about three when I met his father. And ever since then, I mean, Trayvon's been in my life, and I've been nothing more than a mother to him. You know, he was raised with my girls. I have two daughters. So
Trayvon, he lived in your house?
Yes, he lived in my house with me and his father and my girls. And Trayvon wanted to live with us. And Trayvon was to our house, in my home, 90% of the time.
What kind of a person was he? What do you want people to know about him?
I want people to know that Trayvon was a kind person. He was a loving person. He loved children, babies. You know, before this happened, I really believe he would have been broken with children because he adored children. And just let people know that he's not what the media make him out to be, that he was this thug. He wasn't that.
Are you watching the trial?
I'm not watching the trial.
Why?
It's hard for me. To see and hear the things that led to his death, it's hard for me. And I don't care to hear it. I don't care to hear that. I don't.
So have you been involved in the run-up to the trial at all? Are you in contact with the family?
At the beginning, you know, we had our differences and stuff like that. And it came to a point that me and Tracy was communicating. But when
Tracy is Trayvon's father.
And when the media started coming around, it was like he didn't want to talk to me anymore. And I asked him why, what did I do wrong, and stuff like that. And he's like, you've done nothing wrong. I'm just busy, and stuff like that. And I would tell him, well, keep me informed of, you know, what's going on with the trial and stuff like that. And somehow he just didn't anymore. But at first he was. And I guess it's something I said. Someone, I think it was Channel 10 maybe, asked me when the last time I spoke to him, and did I know Zimmerman was being let go or something like that? And I respond to it by saying, well, yes, Tracy told me this, and that was it. So I don't know. He hasn't told me why he stopped communicating with me and telling me anything that was going on. So everything that I was finding out, I was finding out on the TV or through friends. And I would call him and ask him why he's not calling me. And he said, well, I was busy, you know, stuff like that. So.